legs with a step outside. I want to loosen my tie. Sweet Jesus, my heart is beating faster and faster. I'm palpitating, I'm sweating. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Mana makes me want to run out. Mana makes me want to run out. I'm in the Pompidou, that's in Paris. And the French, they're far more laid back about their art galleries. There's little children running around. I see a piss by Matisse. That's my window of opportunity. I take 5 steps back, I put my head down, and I run at it! Mana makes me want to run out! Mana makes me want to run out! Mana makes me want to run out. Mana makes me want to run out. 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 Out.
And we're back. That was Art Brut, Modern Art. I don't know that that's an exceptional song, but to me, it really encompasses a part of the music that came out in 2004.
It does. I think, didn't they like open a bunch for the Pixies when the Pixies first reunited?
I don't
or
know
something?
About that. I just remember it was like kind of like a fun novelty album that had some like hits on it. It got a lot of airplay here at CFRC. I played it a lot at CFRC.
Yeah, I don't. I might have played We Formed a Band once or twice, but I can't remember.
Fun. And then before that, we had On the Table by A.C. Newman. Who is the lead singer of the New Pornographers. And when that album, The Slow Wonder, came out, I loved it so much. I interviewed him for my radio show. I think that whole album could be a New Pornographers album. It's really, I guess it's like, I was calling it power pop when we were speaking before, because it has the vibe of, I think, a lot of like 90s pop, like independent pop albums.
You know what else? It also sounds like a Canadian indie album of the Zeros.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little different from sort of Stars and all those bands, but it still sounds like a Canadian indie record from the mid-Zeros. You know
there
what
you
I
go.
Mean?
And that's exactly what it is. But yeah, I love that one. And we had the organ with Brother starting off that set.
And what are we hearing next?
Next, I have Annie's Heartbeat. And for anyone who was partying a lot in 2004, they'll remember this song. I feel like it was the beginning of things getting really dancey in the 2000s. There were a few people that worked at the station that specifically had very dance-oriented radio shows, and they would throw these parties that I discovered a lot of music like Annie at their parties.
Okay, yeah, this is the dance set you've been saying.
Yeah, it's going to get a little dancey, maybe.
Yeah, what else are we hearing?
Then we've got Lady Flash by The Go Team from their album Thunder, Lightning, Strike. Do you guys know that one?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Can't
I
wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then you wouldn't expect it to be dancey, but Belle and Sebastian, Your Cover's Blown from their Books EP. Pretty dancey.
Yeah, can't wait to hear it.
Okay,
let's here go. Here goes.
It was a time everybody was around and I was dancing with you. To me, feel my heartbeat.
Listen, lady, put your phone down. Cancel all operations. Tell
was your Covers Blown, Belle and Sebastian. We had Lady Flash by The Go Team and Heartbeat by Annie before that.
We're having fun on it.
It's fun. I'm having a lot of fun. Thanks so much to both of you for having me be part of this 2004 themed show.
I felt it was kind of important.
It was important as the the mascot for 2004. Do we want to listen to some hip hop next? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think let's do.
Okay, Adam. I mean, I don't think we're gonna play Jay-Z, but do you want to talk about what happened?
Oh, I played 99 Problems on my original radio show. Well, not my original, but like my older time slot, which was on a Wednesday at noon, and
back in 2004.
Back in 2004.
Yeah,
and it was. I probably shouldn't have played an uncensored version of that song at 12 in the afternoon. Mm. And I was taken into the office and read a little bit of the Riot Act on that one.
That's, this is fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And you were saying that like the listeners go up when you play,
during the problematic set.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they go up now. I don't know.
This is wild to me that you can even tell how many people are listening online. By the way, online listeners, we can see you. Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
We don't know who you are.
Yeah, we can't see you, but we can see the number of listeners. And that's just thrilling.
Actually, I know who some of you are. Hello.
That's amazing. It used to just be like a complete mystery back when I was on the airwaves in 2004. I would just hope that there was one lone person driving in a car, picking up the signal for a brief moment in time. And now you can actually see 11 listeners.
Well, that's where you and I differ, because when I come in and I do my show, I hope absolutely nobody is listening. No, that's not true. I do play new bands, so I do want people to listen. But you know what I mean? You hope nobody is listening to you.
Yeah, it's fair. But, K-Pop Radio is charming. I think people tune in just because it is unlike a lot of commercial radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We bring it.
We bring, the real people energy. Okay. So up next, we've got Mad Villain, Mad Lib, MF Doom, the Mad Villainy album. Incredible.
It's amazing.
It's maybe one of the best releases of 2004. Mm-hmm. And I've chosen, I think, my favorite song from it, which is Curls.
Oh, that's good stuff. Anything else you want to tell people we're going to be playing?
I don't know yet. I think we're just going to have to launch into it.
See to the Pants Radio. I love it. Let's go. We'll have some Curls, Mad Villainy, MF Doom coming up here on CFRC.
Villain get the money like Curls. They just trying to get a nut like Squirrels in his mad world. Land of milk and honey with the swirls, where reckless naked girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler, left back now schooler, trying to sound cooler. On the microphone known as the crown ruler. Never lied to Mar when we said we found the moolah. $500-something laying right there in the street. Huh, now let's try and get something to eat. Then he turned four and started flowing to the poor. That's about when he first started going raw. Kept a drove in a drawer. A rhyming klepto who couldn't go up in the store no more. His life is like a folklore legend. Why you're so stiff, you need to smoke more, brethren. Instead of trying to riff with a broke war veteran. Split made him swore he saw heaven, he was seven. Yup, you know it. Growing up too fast. Showing up to class with my wet in a flask. He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get the... If you want to sip, get a paper water fountain glass. How I'm supposed to know where your mouth been last? Hand so fast, it can outspin the flash. Known to smoke a whole mountain of hash to the ash. Boom, bass, leave the room with the stash. Assume it's in a smash, doom, get the cash.
A bit embarrassing, but I just noticed some tan lines on your shirt.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you. Even though I would like to, I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the board, wondering whether to have a burger or chips, or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking crack,
Mike,
or something?
Just leave it. Just leave
we
it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave it.
Don't touch me.
It's not worth it.
Don't touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't look, I'm alright. Don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was clocking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that, yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it, but I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know.
Now, I bashed my head hard earlier due to the brew, but I am digressing slightly, so I'll continue. I didn't want to bowl over all geezer and rude. Not rude like good, but just rude like uncouth. You girls think you can just flirt and it comes to you. Well, let me tell you, see, yes, yes, you are really rude. And rude as in good, I knew this as you stood and queued. But I just did not want to give the satisfaction to you.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Wait, and just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that fucking white shirted man.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Oi, what do I give a fuck? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa, we've all had
a bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun. Yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
You're fit, but you know it.
But you know it. You're fit, but you know it. I think I'm going to fall over. I think I'm going to fall. Oh, fucking hell.
We're talking anyway.
All right, that was The Streets, Fit But You Know It.
That's so funny. That song is so funny to me.
It's very funny. Adam, you love that song.
Mm-hmm. While Adam's putting on his headphones, I should say. Do you know today is exactly 20 years to the date that Interpol sent us a promotional copy of their CD? They sent us Antics Early, and they sent it with this like press release basically trying to convince us to play them on air.
Let's hear some of their talking points.
What are the key selling points? Antics is a hotly anticipated sophomore album from the brooding NYC quartet Interpol. Would you think of them as brooding? I wouldn't.
I mean,
oh, they're pretty broody.
Yeah, they're broody, especially like
just as people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they weren't, you know, the most fun.
Which is kind of interesting dichotomy when you do that much cocaine and still manage to brood.
Oh, but I think they were doing other things too.
Probably.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. They say the second album is more optimistic. It's a more optimistic exploration of the dark landscapes that they visited on their debut. No less brooding and intense, but charged with a flash of color and romance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you dropped a little bit of goss over there, and I think you had a little bit more gossip for us. I've queued up some Avril Lavigne because, you know, she was from Napanee, mm-hmm. and, you know, we have that CD. But you were telling us some hefty stuff about her.
Oh, I don't really know that much. I've never, like, I was well out of the way at that point, pretty much.
So Avril had a 2004 release as well?
Yes, she did.
I think it's like the I'm a more mature artist sort of vernacular, I guess.
You know, this wasn't one that I gave a lot of airplay to, but I mean, just because I grew up in Kingston, which is so close to Napanee, yeah, I've got some Avril gossip, and I'm sure, Adam, you feel the same way.
Yeah.
We all know shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do.
Well, I don't, so I want to hear it.
well... no, I think we have to take these secrets.
These go to her. Yeah, some of this.
Luckily for me, I get to hear it off air, so sucks to be our listeners. Sorry.
What do we have coming up?
Well, we'll play some Avril, and then just one really important 2004 album that I feel like we can't not touch upon, Green Day, American Idiot. They're currently on tour doing like a 20 years of American Idiot, 30 years of Dookie thing. I saw them at Oshiaga. They're really good. They've still got it.
I heard that they were one of the best acts there, actually.
To be fair, they were on the same day as Chapel Roan. Oh. So depending on which age group you ask, people will have different favorites.
Yeah.
But I think there was a lot of like dad and daughter bonding moments where the dads stayed and enjoyed Chapel Roan. And because they queued up so early, they got a good spot for Green Day. And they raised their kids on Green Day.
Did you see Chapel Roan?
I did.
Okay. You know, I know this is a 2004 themed radio show, but I love Chapel Roan. I think
she's got that like classic kind of zeros, you know, pop hit kind of sound going on. So I wouldn't see why that would be out of place.
I love that you saw her. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. And saw her early as well, because like she's going to be headlining huge stadiums after this, I bet.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But we're not going to play her right now. We're going to play some American Idiot. And then what Avril Lavigne do I want to play for us? Who knows? We'll find out.
Yeah, here on CFRC, the big inside joke.
No, the song is called Who Knows? Which makes it better.
Idiot America. Welcome to a new kind. describe it. It's there inside. All I do is hide. I wish that it would just go away.
People who love bad news, we've lost the plot and we just don't choose. We are hummingbirds who are just not willing to move. And there's good news for people who love bad news. We are hummingbirds who lost the plot.
run to miss. Life handed us a paycheck. We said we worked harder than that.
Back chatting music. We played a bit of Modest Mouse, some Green Day American Idiot, some Avril, and we've got some DFA queued up. We're still kind of
did we get the last song queued up?
Let's get that one. You played this one quite a bit, didn't you?
I mean, when this album came out, it was a pretty big deal at the station. You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. I remember you probably played it a bunch, Adam.
Oh, yeah, I played it a bunch. And then around that time, they played the infamous grad club show.
And you know what? That show was incredible on so many levels, but I will never forget looking up and seeing crowd surfing at the grad club during their set, which is, for those who know the venue, it's a small venue. Crowd surfing does not happen. And I'm like, I can't believe this is going down. And then guess who's crowd surfing? It's Adam Weaver.
I have to say, though, because we're here and because this is relevant to one of my favorite Kingston bands, There has been one more band that has crowd surfed at the grad club.
Oh, yeah? Who?
And it's a band who've done it twice. And they told me later on that when that happened, the venue came and told them later on, no one's done this in a decade. And I imagine DFA were the last people to do
Probably. 2 decades. Yeah.
But check out the Astros. They were the last people to have a crowd surf over there. And I think they did. So they did one show last November in like 23 November, I want to say. And that went down crazy. And they had like a little, or no, it was March 23 where they had like the whole crowd surf thing going. But it was just the band crowd surfing. They came back in November, did like another big show. I think that was a CFRC show as well. And there were at least 15 people crowd surfing.
No
at
way.
Grand Club.
Okay.
So shout out
once
the
again,
Astros.
Adam, you start a trend and then people get on it.
15
years
accidental
later.
Accidental trends all over the place.
A trend that we continued 20 years later.
Yeah. But yeah, Death From Above, this album was 1979. It was huge. It was absolutely huge when it came out.
It looks very well played. We have the CD because obviously they sent it to us.
Yeah.
I also know that a couple of people were telling me that Sebastian from the band was at Camp RKY.
Yes. Seb from RKY was, from what I know from like a couple people, was a camp counselor and stuff at RKY way back in the day. Yeah.
No way. We wouldn't give the Avril gossip, but we're given this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when Death From Above played at the old Elixir nightclub a year later, Seb threw a shout out to all the RKY people that were there.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. So many good shows at the Elixir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to the album. I think we've got Sexy Results queued up.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to play some Libertines just because I think like early to mid-zeros music is kind of typified by the whole NME's fangirling of the Libertines.
It's
and
true.
This was the last Libertines album for a long time. Then they came back in 2013, but that moment, that kind of indie rock zeros moment was gone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll play Music When the Lights Go Out just because I think that's a standout song in terms of the writing. And then we'll see what we have time for. Maybe Fiery Furnaces, right? You wanted to play that?
Yeah, I had something from their album Blueberry Boat, which also got a lot of airplay at the time. And Adam, you had a Wilco song you wanted to play.
Yeah, we might try and squeeze in some Wilco to finish out.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for having me on your 2004-themed radio show.
Thanks for driving down and doing it.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thanks for having me on your hour.
Oh, thank you for having me on yours.
And thanks to as we discussed, the 11 people listening.
Yeah.
We hope your meal prep is going well. We know we're on in the background. We know what we're doing. Well, what's the song called again? DFA?
Sexy Results.
Here it comes on CFRC.
said, girl, call me on the phone. Woman friend, take me to your bedroom. Let me show you how I am fully blown. Sexy woman, call me to your office. Sexy woman, meet me after work. I wanna show you how I handle business. I wanna show you how the man boy flirts.
Several large gins, but still I'll hide from you. Hide what's inside from you. And the alarm bells ring when you say your heart still sings when you're with me. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh no. Don't let
memories of the pubs and the clubs and the drugs and the tubs we shared together will stay with me forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fours, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh, no. Well, I no longer hear the music. When the lights go out, love goes cold and shades a thousand strange facts in my mind. It's all too clear. Music, when the lights come on, the girl I thought with her, my heart, it disappears. Oh, I no longer hear the music. All the memories of the fights and the nights and the blue lights, all the kites we flew together, I thought they'd fly forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fours, they left me dizzy. Won't you forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Well, I no longer hear the music. I no longer hear the music. When the lights go out, love goes cold and shades of doubt. The strange fate in my mind, it's all too clear. Music, when the lights come on,
he walked out my door. I really wish I could see him some more. I'm
I bought, but I don't bite. I saw my dog, but he'd seen the light. My dog was lost, but now he's found.